going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time in Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly.
There's no celebrating.
No, everything sucks. Fritz, I'm furious with this team. Like, so here's where I'll start. I'm starting to turn on them, and I don't like that. Like, I was thinking a lot last night about how 18 months ago, a year and a half ago, they were up 2-0 on the Diamondbacks, and I, in my soul, felt like I had never wanted to see a group of guys win a title more than I want to see that group of guys win a title. It's the same freaking group, and I feel like I hate them now. Like, how in 18 months has it gone so far to the point where, like, and I don't hate Bryce Harper, I don't whatever, but, like, I don't like watching them. Like, they make me angry, the way they go about their business, the way they talk about it after, like, all of it, like, is infuriating. This team is driving me crazy right now.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Yes,
I know.
And we're done.
I know.
You guys, next week.
That's the podcast. So I thought you were going to ask me how I was doing. And
how you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. So
I think I know what you're doing. I don't really need to dive into that.
Just letting, like, this is how I'm doing. Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Last night, and I don't want to do this. Uh-huh. But I was thinking about the haul they could get for Zach Wheeler.
Oh, no.
Which is
that's
not a good spot to be in.
No.
Not a
it's
good spot
one
to
thing
be in.
When you're thinking about draft pick, because that's just that's part of your ethos.
All I
it's part of who you are, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you being like, oh, ha, 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 like, I pick. Like, that's brand.
Yeah.
You thinking about that's dark.
Yeah.
That's where we cross the line from, like, Frit stuff to, like, oh, no.
Yep. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it at all, but they went up and got absolutely pants. They led for half an inning, an entire series against the Mets. And what makes it so much more disheartening is, and this is obvious, but, like, they got pants last year in the postseason. This is supposed to be like a, no, we're still here. We won the NL East last year. You haven't taken a big leap over us. That's not what happened. And I think what we're seeing is two ships passing in the night. You know, don't they talk about the pickle juice game in 2000 as two franchises going in different directions?
You're totally right. They do.
That's what it looks like to me. I mean, on the field, totally different vibes. I mean, the Mets have all of what the Phillies used to have, 100%. They have the belief they're going to win. The two-out hitting, I think, broke me as well. I'm watching one team that I feel like has 0% chance of getting hit with two outs, and I'm watching another team knowing they're going to get a hit with two outs.
A sure thing.
The managers aren't even close right now. The front offices aren't even in the same stratosphere.
Stearns is light years ahead.
They're getting Griffin Canning to pitch to a 3-5. Griffin Canning stinks.
Dude, think about this. The three pitchers who pitched for the Phillies this run, these three games, are making $70 million this year. The three pitchers who pitched for the Mets are making $10 million.
Really?
Think about that.
Well, when you put it that way.
Right? Like, come on.
What about the bullpens?
I didn't do the bullpens.
No? Now, at least we'll lose that one. Edwin Diaz is making some money, so... We win that, but I just continue to come back to they need a shakeup. I've never seen a team more ripe for a shakeup, frankly, than this Phillies team.
I'm so with you. Like, whatever it is, you got to do something.
And I don't know. I know that they can't call up certain players, but I want them to have the freaking cojones to do something, because they should have done something after they lost last year, and they really didn't. I mean, yeah,
and we were upset about it.
Lizardo was great. I love Lizardo. Kepler and Romano obviously haven't really worked out. I'm buying Romano's stock. We'll get to that later. If you're selling,
you can get it really cheap right now.
Oh, dude, hold on to a penny stock.
It is bottoming out. Yeah,
I'll buy.
Well, to be fair, he did lower his ERA from 15 to 13 last night.
Hey, we're all about the little step forward. Little steps.
Isn't that crazy?
Forward.
He lowered his ERA last night.
Wasn't his fault. I mean, listen, he made some good pitches. He's up to 98. I don't know what to tell you. Throw the fastball more. Anyway, I don't know. I just like I want them to have the stones to do something. Yeah. Like, this is what Dombrowski's supposed to be good at. He's not supposed to be the builder. He's not supposed to be the analytics guy. He's supposed to be the I know what it takes to win a championship guy. And that's where, again, this is so surprising that, and I think they got screwed this offseason with no one wanting their players. And whatever, but it's just they essentially ran it back with the same team. They don't look like they have the internal fire that you would have liked to have
seen.
They
look like there's none of it.
They look,
that's been the most disappointing thing, to your point, where you just started with going to New York, and like, you would have think of all series, like, that's like where the fire comes out. These guys just beat you in the, they embarrassed you in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And like, you in that same building, and you go up and you like lifeless, and the way they talk about it, like the whole thing was like, it was an embarrassment. I was embarrassed.
This is where we talked about at the beginning of the season how we appreciated the business-like approach. Well, this is when the business-like approach goes wrong. When things aren't going well, you look like you're miserable. Yeah. And they look like they're having no fun. And it's probably not an enjoyable time to head to the ballpark right now. It's probably not. And that happens when you're losing. And that happens.
And you know the Mets are having a blast running the ball.
Oh, it's
you
not
saw
even
when
close.
Alonso slid at home. Like, the whole, like, that was just,
I know.
Like,
I know. I know. And Lindor's smiling, you know. He's smiling all the time. When it was the ninth inning, is a big at bat, and he's just like, "Ha ha! Oh, this is gonna go fine."
And I mean, I'm sure every Phillies fan was thinking about it, but you're watching one $340 million shortstop and R3. Like, it's like
they're not even the same
hemisphere, no. Offensively or defensively. Like, no. Both sides of the ball are clutch. Trey or leadership has a higher, or all of it.
Trey has a higher DRS this year. To take that, so why don't you take your little shortstop thing and shove it. Tracy, enough.
Only fourth worst chase rate in the playoffs last year.
Other teams, they're back.
Other teams were worse. So, I'm just saying that Dombrowski line.
Yeah, well, they didn't chase for a week, so they really bought into the approach.
How about Alec Boehm has one walk?
Alec Boehm has one walk. No home runs.
I mean, has there ever been a bigger guy who with no power ever in the history of the game? Has there ever been a higher ratio or lower ratio, whatever you want to say, of size to power? It's unbelievable.
They have two players that have more than two home runs.
It's unbelievable.
And
I mean, Trey Turner's OBP is higher than his slugging percentage. You know how hard that is to do?
That sounds like growth.
That is hard to do, man.
No, but they'll keep saying, "Wow, we're built to slug." No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. No, you're not. They got to do something. And I know that sounds like simplistic and like dumb, but there's just to keep trotting them out there and seeing them not get any better at anything, and just kind of, you feel like you're watching this core limp to its finish line, and that's what's beyond annoying. And yeah, I'm with you. I mean, again, 18 months ago they were the best. They were the best. They were winners.
I love them so much.
They were winners, and I think the more you learn about it.
Yeah,
they were more front runners rather than winners.
Yeah, I think they were riding the hot streak, and that's what we've learned, that when the chips are down, when it's time to be resilient, when it's time to fight, this team doesn't have that much fight in them. you know, and that's what's been most disappointing. Again, like, I know we keep saying it, but for them to go into New York and give that effort, like, look, you can get beat in baseball. We get it. You know, like, baseball's a tough game. You're going to have stretches where the other guys are pitching well and you're just not seeing it well or whatever. But to go into that ballpark and give the lack of effort, the lack of fire that we saw, I mean, they should have been going to that ballpark frothing at the mouth.
Throw it somewhere.
Exactly. Yes. Whatever. Someone get tossed. Like, do something to light a fire under this group.
Well, Thompson got out there yesterday on the third balk.
Yeah, it's so funny. I know.
That was a little ridiculous.
It should have been a balk. Like, There's no rule that says if a guy's hurt that he
fake an injury.
Yeah, that's BS. That was not. It should have been. He was right, but even still, get tossed. Then get freaking tossed. Like, actually, get really angry. Like,
drop the Canadian thing for one day.
Dave Dombrowski said to us when we were in Clearwater that he doesn't believe that yelling at players in baseball works. Like, try it. Try something. Like, I don't care what you believe. Like, do something different. Guess what, Dave? What you believe ain't freaking working. Your beliefs are playing out horribly right now.
Well, and I think we'll learn a lot about this team in the next 2 weeks. I really do. People have brought up the Eagles 2-2 comparison. Mm-hmm. And even Kelsey. I thought Kelsey was really good on that yesterday.
Kelsey was fantastic. And he's saying what we're saying, whether it's a he said someone needs to go in there and make them feel uncomfortable, was what Kelsey said. Yeah. He's like, they need someone who's going to shake things up.
And this feels like a real inflection point of this team. Are they going to flop? Like, are they going to fold or are they going to rise up? And I think that that's where we've reached. This is what, by the way, I think I said this 2 weeks ago, that this is going to get worse, you know? And we're right there. I mean, this is bad. It's 100% bad.
I mean, they've lost 10 of 16. Did you see the graphic in Citi Field since 2022?
Oh, yeah. I checked
with those losses. They're 6-20 since 2022 at Citi Field. 6-20.
Feels right. Feels right. Was that included in the postseason?
I assume. I don't know. It just said since 2022.
So, like, yeah, I agree. Like, this is an inflection point. This is the Eagles 2-2 moment. I get that. The problem is that the Eagles had, like, when Kelsey talked about that, and he talked about how they need a loose cannon or they need someone that's going to say the unpopular thing.
Yeah.
There's only one guy that can really do it, and it's Castellanos, I think. Like, Bryce, I would love if Bryce did.
Bryce should be the guy to do it, but he's not going to. I mean, we've gotten to the point where Bryce is what he is as a leader.
Yeah, but he's I think we're seeing a different version.
He's talking after games and all that stuff, but like,
still doing a little too much when things aren't going well, a little too mopey out there.
I know.
But
a little, he's been annoying to watch. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the bats have been weak, and the attitude has been weak. Like, you're the leader of the team. He is Mr. Bad Body Language. It looks like he's freaking crying out there the entire game. Like, enough of it.
And the problem is, like, the Eagles had A.J. Brown, not afraid to say what he feels. That's clear.
BG,
not afraid to say what he feels.
CJGJ. Like, they had a bunch of those dudes.
Like, those guys, I just think that locker room was different. That locker room was, and Nick Sirianni, not afraid to say what he thinks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I look at this team. Castellanos could be the one to do it. He's playing well enough to where it wouldn't sound ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Not last year, Castellanos, at the beginning of the year. Other than that, Stott's not going to say anything. Turner's not going to say anything. Schwarber's...
Boehm can't say. Boehm needs to be the one that people say things to.
Sure. Schwarber is the one that, you know, puts his arm around guys and says, I believe in you. None of the starters will do it. You know, Wheeler, Nola, no shot. less than 0% chance.
Are they even going to talk in a team meeting? Do those guys even open their mouths?
That's the issue.
They're pitchers too, so it is like you need a position player.
Oh man, not everyone could be high school Fritz for holding everyone accountable. Not there being a horse.
It's hard to be a leader when you're a pitcher, man. You're on your own world. You're doing your once every 5 day thing. It's just hard.
I was a lead by example guy. Everyone knew that.
Everyone knew that.
So that's my.
You use a Jack Fritz, right?
Come on, man. Nah, I was more like Wheeler. Stoic.
Okay.
Calm.
Who's the most animated pitcher in the history of pitching? Because I'm guessing that's who you were like on the mound.
Yeah, I was a big glove thrower. Huge glove thrower. I
could see that.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Broke my toenail off kicking a wall one time. This is Madsen.
You're definitely a kick a wall, punch a wall kind of guy. Yeah.
I'm a big. Well, yesterday some of the walls here at the station got.
Oh, took some shots.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I'm a big size guy.
Yesterday was a bad situation for you. Forced to watch the game around a bunch of people.
Yeah, which I eventually rectified.
Yeah, you left
and found by myself.
But I know that, and then you know you're watching with Spike, who's probably being a little annoying about things because he likes to needle you always.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was just an overall annoying situation.
As I try to explain to everyone, I'm fine being needled. Been needled my entire life. Comes with being me.
Yeah.
When the Phils are playing bad, don't needle. Like, it's as simple as that.
Not okay. All right.
Because then
shut it off.
Because then right? Either I'm going to say something I don't mean, yeah. But you brought this upon yourself. It's very simple Jack rules. And this applies to my DMs too. This applies to my DMs. This applies to people that tweet at me. You're going to get, I got an itchy trigger finger on the block right now. Like, I'm just letting everyone know. And I'm deleting the, if I see anything, out. I got you. I'm dying too. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate that we're here again. I hate doing this podcast when it's like this.
I know.
I just want to talk about Arun Escobar and what Mick Abel did last night. And I can't do it because it's not fixing the message of the city. And I just, they look so freaking dead. And you ask, we talk about, are they going to fold? Are they going to rise up? The biggest fear is that they're going to fold. Like, they're going to fold. And this is, but again, they need this because I think that it's early enough and they can find some internal fortitude and they can go out and take two or three from the Cubs this weekend. Maybe they need this, but holy cow, we're here. We're here again on April 23rd. And I don't need the, if they win, then they're on the pace of the 08 Phillies. I don't care. Play better.
Yeah. I hate that. Like, I can't do that right now. Well, actually they're on a 90 win pace.
So I don't care.
Like, it's like, are you serious?
Third highest World Series.
Is that for real? That's the angle you're taking on this. Yeah. I'm right there with you. And I do think that this could be a real inflection point. My biggest fear is that they're just going to be middling. Like, sure. My biggest fear is that they're just going to be beat up on the teams they're supposed to beat, lose to most of the good teams, maybe have a series here or there, and just kind of stumble their way to 84 wins or 85 wins and not be in the playoffs, but be close enough where there's still like something.
They still don't sell the
deadline.
You
know what I mean, though? Like, seriously, that's my worst fear. That is my worst fear, that they're just like, if they crater, like, okay, at least I can look ahead to next year. And I go, my fear is they're just going to be just good enough to keep people like annoyed, but into it. And then let us down. My biggest fear.
They got to make a decision.
And that's what I would honestly, if I had to predict how the season plays out right now, today, it's like 87 wins.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the frustrating part is that a potential disaster is on the table now. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Like, you look at, what am I supposed to believe in, right, with the team? And I think you believe in the starting staff.
That's it.
And Sanchez seems like he's going
to
be okay.
Thank God. Honestly, that was the worst thing that happened in the Mets series until we found, look, if they're not doing an MRI, like, he's probably okay, which is weird. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't just do the MRI, but like, okay, sure.
It seems a little insane.
Sure. Forearm tightness, no MRI, but okay.
Yeah, and that wasn't Monday, which was like 53 degrees.
They said they're not doing an MRI. Like, it's weird, but whatever, fine. Like, great sign. But that is a sign of, like, the fact that, like, how thin this team is already. I mean, if they lost Sanchez, like, bye-bye, see ya.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, if they lose, like, the point is they
because
are...
If there's one part of the team you feel like you
I was
lose
just about
guy.
To say, that's why I was about to say if they lose Harper, like, if they lose an important position player, or they lose Alvarado or whatever. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's I meant to say, like, just, like, the margin for error is super thin.
Yeah, because, listen, I was thinking about Abel if Sanchez had a missed start, and I do kind of want to see that. I want to see what that would look like. So, by the way, 7 innings last night.
Mick.
Aw, oh, dude. That might be my best take so far this year.
Why not Mick?
Is that, yeah, why not Mick? Is it back? My best take this year, Mike.
It wasn't that they're going to win the World Series?
Nah, that was all a bit. I'm just kidding. They still can.
They can. They still can. That's what's so funny is, like, the best Phillies team we've seen in this run was 21-29 on June 1st. You know, the 2022 team, the team that went the furthest, that came really close to winning the World Series, was a bad team through June, you know?
And honestly, I want this is going to sound like bad and mean. I don't want it to sound bad and mean, but I want them to hear all the outside noise and then come together. You know what? Because I think
that's not bad mean. I think that's necessary.
Like, that's what
the Eagles did.
That's what the Eagles did. I mean, the Eagles last year, and like, they now maybe they need one of their players to come on WIP and say these two aren't getting along.
Hey, we will take that.
Not our fault.
Yeah.
Not our fault.
We'll provide the platform and we'll back off and do your thing. Yeah.
And then they can talk and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
But I think the Eagles, you know, they heard all about you got to fire Nick. Nick can't do it. Nick's a bum. And I want them to hear all of this. And even they never would listen to this podcast, but you and I are very positive on the
team. We're as pro Phillies as it gets.
Our like, listeners, this
is, yes,
our listeners are unbelievably positive on the team. We have our moments where we melt down, and that's what
and
this
they're
is.
Earned. They are earned. There's a reason for it.
I got a slow trigger on melting down the Phillies. Now, not this year, but a lot of ranty type final outs, yeah, which I don't love to do. But like, I want them to feel it, and I want them to feel it, and I want them to hear it, and then I want them to internally say they're wrong. We're not dead. Like, they need a "we're not dead yet," and it starts with Bryce, dude. And that's why the attitude up in New York was disappointing. That's why the at bats were disappointing.
So disappointing.
That's why the yesterday and Alonso
he has a bad game too.
Was bad. I mean, it was bad.
It's like
it was game one.
Game one, excuse me. Like, dude, what the hell, man? Your Bryce Harper, and he had multiple of those during the season. Like, that was three pitches.
Was it Danny Young yesterday?
Dirt, man. Yeah, Danny Young. Like,
you look like you're going to cry.
But what are these bats? Your Bryce Harper, man. Especially with, like, you talk so much smack coming in the season about put our heads down. We're going to go to work. We're going to, you know, it's about what's on the front of the jersey. And all this stuff he said. And then you go out and you have those non-competitive at bats. And then you put your head down and you look like you're going to cry, Bryce. Like, it's like, be a freaking leader, man.
Well, and the one that irked me yesterday was balls hit to Alonso at first base. Alonso bobbled it, and Bryce was three quarters at the line.
Yeah,
like
wasn't even close.
Yeah, so he could have made a close play if he was there. I just, it has to be him. And listen, Jalen, for his, I love him to death, of course,
your
quarterback.
Yeah,
but he had to get talked to multiple times about his leadership.
Yeah, no, he did. After 2023, like, yeah, there was that whole story. Well, the Eagles are not happy with how he's leading the team.
And the Jay Glazer report, which he doubled down on.
Yeah.
I mean, about how BG went to go to his house.
Yeah.
And they talked it out. He
responded. It helped.
It has to be Bryce. Yeah. Nothing else matters.
Does anyone have the balls to talk to him?
Well, but I want Bryce to feel it himself.
I do too, but you know what? We're 6.5 years into Bryce Harper being here. Like, we are 3 years into this run. Like, I don't know that Bryce is going to do that. Like, does anyone in the organization, like, have the chutzpah to go to Bryce Harper and be like, Bryce, I freaking need more from you, man. I need you to be the leader of this team you're supposed to be. I need you in people's faces. I need you motivating. I need you, instead of just talking after games, like, I need you to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might come down to, I think a sit down of Middleton, Dombrowski, and Harper.
I think it has to be Middleton. And Dombrowski will be there, but I agree with you. I think
it's those three.
John Middleton has to say to Bryce, like, listen, like, you're great. We love you. We're super happy we signed you. But, like, Bryce, like, if you want to win, here's what we need from you.
And, I mean, it's not, the relationship's not there like it was. But, I mean, everyone talks about the Larry Brown, AI, Billy King sit down in 2000, before 2001.
Bye week this year with the Eagles.
I know.
We don't know exactly what happened. There was clearly a sit down.
Well, the offensive line said,
yeah, run the ball. Run, like, the ball. Also, but the point is, like,
you would think with, no, I don't even.
There was sit, don't do it. There was sit downs. Nick and Jalen, like, they all worked it out. Like
Jalen and Nick had what, the multiple Zoom hours throughout,
yes,
the day,
and they figured it out, and then they're super happy with each other, and they won a Super Bowl together. Yes. Like,
and that's why, like, I know how it feels right now, and I totally get that. I'm not saying the season's dead. Right, because I think they can have that moment.
The season is not dead.
But if they don't fix this quick, it's gonna die. Yeah. I mean, if
five games out right now,
yeah.
I'm not saying that's the end of the world or whatever. But to your point, if they don't fix this quick, they're gonna fall out of it. And maybe they stay in the wild card or whatever. But, like, this, to your point, is a moment right now. Like, they need to recover from this. They need to find a way to come together and fight.
Can we find a high leverage reliever? Could that help?
So that, I mean, like, that's the, there are, like, two lanes to this.
Well,
the one lane is the mentality of the team, the way they go about their business.
And that's really just the offense.
And that's the offense. The other lane is bullpen might just not be good enough.
Yeah.
The bats just might not be good enough. That's a possibility too.
Yeah. I can't let the offense off the hook more than I can let the bullpen off the hook. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the bullpen is undermanned.
Sure. Agree.
Like, the offense, they should have enough, but we've just seen the last few years. We know what it could end up being. But I'm not letting them off the hook. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And the problem with the offense is just so much names and so little production. But,
look, they are, like, again, getting older. And old. Like, JT, I think that's an age thing. Like, I just think JT's not,
because
he doesn't have as quick a bat anymore. He doesn't have the power anymore.
Well, and JT smoked a couple of balls this weekend,
yeah,
but they just died.
Yeah.
And that's the
that's
fear.
That's what I mean. He doesn't have that power anymore, that ability to have a carry and laugh.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I mean, so yeah, the offense, I think, draws a lot of the ire. The problem with the bullpen is that
it's talent.
It's Dombrowski set them up to fail.
Big time.
That's the issue, is that he set
and
them
up to
fail. And
his comments about the Hoffman thing and all drove me absolutely insane. For those who missed it, he basically said, well, we basically offered Hoffman a similar thing to what he got, but he wouldn't take our deal right away, so we pivoted to Romano. And then, like, first and foremost, like, all that Jeff Hoffman did for this team and how great he was and all that, like, you just pivot off to another guy, like, immediately like that. That's crazy to me. When Hoffman ended up taking something that would have been very viable for the Phillies to sign him for. But regardless of that, like, then his comments about, like, letting guys off the hook in the pen, like, essentially, oh, well, like, Carlos, guys got to pitch better. Carlos, he doesn't need to. But, you know, like, it's just weird the way they talk about it, the way they approach it. And obviously just putting this bullpen together was malpractice.
Well, it was lazy. I mean, it's as simple as that. It was.
He signed one guy.
It was.
They let two good guys go, and they brought in a question mark, and that's all they did.
Yeah, it was a half-assed attempt to build a bullpen, and I think they thought maybe they'd be serviceable enough to get them to the deadline, and then they would make the addition there. But the problem is that if any of those guys aren't perfect, then you're putting in someone who should not be in that spot.
Totally.
And betting, they made bad bets. Jose Ruiz, I think they betted on a. Is bet it a word? I don't think so. But they bet on...
No, I don't think it is.
They bet on taking a step forward. That's a bad bet. I mean, guy's been what he is for a long time. It's not like the stuff pop-pops. It's good. He's fine.
But yeah,
I
think he's just not high-level
he's
guy.
He just
can't be in those spots.
Extra inning guy.
He's been horrible.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I know Tanner Banks is a 2.7. I don't care. Yeah. I mean, Brad Hand at one point in 22 had a ERA under 3.
Yeah.
It's just... And I know he struck out the side the other night, which is, you know what my problem with Tanner Banks is? It's that his mechanics look like when a position player pitches.
Yeah.
And that's my, the way he finishes is like a, is the old Little League coach telling you, you gotta make sure you finish, so you can field your position.
Mm-hmm.
Dorks. We don't field our position. Grow hard. Anyway, they have a talent issue. Nebraska set them up to fail. And Romano obviously not bouncing back and being close to the guy he was from 21 to 23 is hurt. Now, again, buying stock. No one wants to hear it, but we're buying
stock.
Mm-mm. And
he was throwing hard, but nope.
All right. Checking him in 2 weeks. Kirkering.
Are you worried about Kirkering?
Well, I'm worried about if he can be a high leverage guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think the stuff's going to be fine. I think he's a good reliever. Ryan Kirkland is a good reliever, but I think there was this idea that
he could be a closer. He could be an eighth inning guy. I don't know if he's that.
Yeah, he just might. He might be a really high end seventh inning guy,
or even a sixth, or whatever. Like, he might be. He's probably in a good bullpen, the fourth or fifth guy in a really good bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think fourth.
Sure,
I think fourth.
Point is, he's two or three in this bet.
Yeah, and they expected him to take a step forward, and like the Alonzo at bat again with two outs, do your job, man. Like, do your job and get freaking Pete Alonso out. And I know that sounds, again, that sounds simplistic, but it's not. Like,
that's his job. That's why he's there. Yeah.
And the Marlins inning happens. I get it. But there's been a lot of times. I mean, we saw it in 22. Now that we chalked up to he's a rookie, which I think is fair. But even like last
23,
year.
23. Also 23, too.
Yeah, I know. Last year in the playoffs was not a playoff riser.
Yeah.
So you have Kirkering, who, good arm, might not be high leverage. Alvarado, they're going to run into the ground. Looks great, but they're going to run him into the ground. And then Stromson. But the righties are just so bad. I mean, we can talk about Joe Kuhnel from the Iron Pick.
Ooh,
a lot of buzz.
Can we?
A lot of buzz. Max Lazar closed out a game last night.
Love him.
But again, these are AAA arms. Now, Kuhnel was a former major league arm, but he, whatever. I know. And it's a shame that Griff got hurt, because Griff could have been trending up. They made all these guys. What's frustrating about Abel's start is like maybe Abel could help the bullpen out, but he's been stretched out to be a starter.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess with that after you've gone all the way back. I know. Yeah.
And then Griff McGarry, like, they moved back to being a starter this year. Just see if he can be an elite reliever. Alex McFarland, who you don't care about, they've made back into a starter. Why? He could be a dominant bullpen piece. Why are we putting these guys back into the starting role? We don't need starters. We have a million starters. Like, come on. These guys have interesting arms. I want to see what they do out of the bullpen. I'm watching a bullpen just every single night that makes me want to take a spoon and jam it in my eye. And I can't get my interesting minor league arms because they're starting. We have 17 starters in the big leagues ready to go. We have a million starters. That's not the issue. Like, I just want to see what they would do with the bullpen. I want to see what they do in the bullpen. The Bill Chris match should be in the freaking bullpen. They're starting them in Lehigh Valley. It's just like, what are we doing? We need bullpen arms. We have 1,000 starters. It's ridiculous. Make him a Google. Make Alex McFarland a reliever. God.
I don't know where to go from there.
I know.
That was really great.
The most passionate rant was about the minor league
Tucker,
guys.
Tucker, make that a video or something. It's awesome.
Make these minor league guys
that was
relievers.
So great. But you're right.
It drives me nuts, dude. We have a million starters. Yeah. It's not the issue. I know, like, we like to talk about starting depth. Our bullpen sucks. They suck. Abel throws 97 in the seventh inning, and we can't see what he can do in the bullpen. Oh my God. I want to see what he looked like. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so annoyed by it.
That was great. I'm with you. I got nothing to say.
Bullpen sucks.
They're so bad.
The Iron Picks are the best bullpen in AAA, by the way.
Do they really?
Yeah. Like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not crazy. They're right there.
Yeah, that is pretty hilarious. The best.
This bullpen is horrible.
Horrible. I mean,
Tanner Bank should be in Reading.
Yeah, we're like 2020. We're trying to fight with the 2020 team the way this.
No, it's not that bad.
Of course,
nothing's that bad.
But
wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Yeah, but again, it does feel like it's not 2020, and nothing will ever be like that. That was the worst. 2021 was horrible, but like it, I do have that feel that we had then that we've talked about as being like like a top three worst fan feeling that you can have as a baseball fan, where I always assume they're going to blow it. Like, I don't ever expect the bullpen to hang on to a lead. Like, that's horrible.
Well,
it's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible way to watch baseball. Like, it's not fun to sit there and be up 5-0 and be like, well, should be fun to see how we blow this one. Like, that's a fun, like, that's an enjoyable way to consume the sport.
Now, it eventually does get a little, like, it's just, you eventually start laughing. Yeah, sure, now, it's not fun right now, right?
Yeah, when they're can't wait for that moment.
No, like, if it keeps going this way, that'll happen. I mean, sure. That will happen. It's a lock of the century.
Because we're rooting for the draft pick.
No, listen, don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh, I know.
Don't tempt me with a sell-off and a big draft.
Oh, no, trust
now, the draft would be next year, obviously. Yes. It would not be this year's pick. They have 27 this year. Very boring.
They got Aiden Miller with 27, though.
Aiden Miller, 27th. Jackson Merrill, 27th.
So. Was he really?
I believe so.
Pretty good.
Well, we're calling Aiden Miller the Jackson Merrill of the Aiden's heating up in double A, by the way.
By the way, I'll give you something.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Where are you at with the concept? Because DeCamera was like on the air today, basically, like, I don't care. Just make a trade. Like, he's like, just go get a reliever. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. We have to pay, whatever. I am kind of at the point where I don't know that I would, like, I need more time. I wouldn't trade one of our top prospects to help this group.
Oh, you want, like, reinvesting in this team?
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. I would rather have Justin Crawford or Aiden Miller or whatever than help this group right now.
Yeah. I totally agree. And that's a very dark place.
Horrible, but I never thought I would be in that spot. Yeah.
But I if they change by the deadline, totally
things
different.
Things can change, but right now that's how I feel.
No, and that's where it's so interesting because people don't want to trade the prospects, but they also want the team to be better.
Exactly. It's so how do you do that, guys?
Well, just remember, first take of this offseason was pause year. Just before
one of us went over the top.
Before one of us started thinking about the World Series. Yeah, the original take was pause year. So we're back.
That was a nice work.
Yeah. No one better. But I'm not at this current junction. Like, if you could trade one of the 10 to 15 guys that probably
fine.
Want,
and
you want to go get a reliever. Okay. Yeah. Also, like, you're not trading Bohm right now for a reliever. You're not
totally
not happening.
Yeah.
Not happening. So I'm with you. We don't need a doubling down on what might be them kind of playing out the string.
Yeah.
Cause they look like a playing out the string kind of
in April, which is great.
It's not August.
It's where you want to be in April.
It's not August.
From this group, like, it's like, it's so disappointing. I'm just so disappointed.
Had to change the chemistry up and didn't change the chemistry.
You're right. Like, but what happened to, like, having some freaking pride and, like, having some hunger? And I mean, wasn't this the group that kept talking about we gotta win a championship, bit Matt, like, our like, what about Bryce's legacy? Like, all that stuff. Does that not matter anymore? And they're just like, you know what? I guess we're just not good enough. Like, there's no fire from this. There's no fight. Like,
you're not hitting, it's very.
Can I tell you how much I hate watching Trey Turner play baseball?
It's
such a bummer. I thought, if nothing else, forgetting how great he'd be or whatever, I thought when they signed that guy, I was like, what a fun guy to watch play the game. Like, we watch
140 bags, hit 310.
Just do things where I'm like, whoa, you see him score from first to third, from first on a single. Like, oh my God. Like, all these, like, things where it's just like, wow, like, what a fun way to watch the sport. Like, he's the exact opposite. Like, I hate watching. He is, like, infuriating to watch.
And everyone talks about the Bryce.
Every first pitch, swing. Every time. It's unbelievable.
Every time there's runners on base, runners in scoring position, and it's Castellanos and it's Turner. Boom.
Hacking.
Just like, let me get up there and rip one into the ground.
You could throw the ball wherever you want. I'm going to swing.
Yeah.
You could Rick Enkele it and throw it over the back of the backstop.
They forget. I'll swing. I think they forget they have three strikes when they're.
You had that line where you said in the other pod, you're like, guys, you have three strikes. Use them. Yeah. Like, use your freaking strikes.
Yeah. Well, because Stock can fight with two strikes. Schwarber can fight with two strikes. Harper can mostly fight with two strikes. Those guys, I feel like they just can't. They just can't. Or they grounded double plays. I mean, the JT 6 years in realizing he grounds into a lot of double plays. T-Mac said that on the broadcast. He's like, yeah, I got to stop grounding double plays.
It's like, well, really, do you, pal?
That's been 6 years.
Yeah, cool. Come have you got
a lot of double plays I've seen. Bone can't wait.
Oh, my God, he's the king.
To ground into a double play.
Also, it's just like especially when it's a slow ground ball, you're like, oh, maybe they'll beat it out. With Bone, you just go get a drink.
Yeah.
Everything's over. Like, I don't even attempt to believe that maybe, like, even Cassie once in a while he'll beat something out, like, not a lot, he's super slow.
What about the throw yesterday? did he beat that one out?
Bad timing to mention.
They signed Juan Soto to play defense in right field.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
and then they didn't send him late, he didn't score.
Yeah, wonder why.
I don't blame him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, they are batting zero with
that was not the number I was expecting.
With bases loaded and two outs. Great. They're hitting 160. Well, they're hitting 160 overall to bases loaded.
Well, didn't Kepler was a it was a hit technically, right? They threw him out at home, but it's still a single for Kepler in that situation.
Well, this was prior before the game. This is before baseball
even,
reference was
that's
updated.
That's even funnier though.
They have a hit, but no RBI. Hit,
that's even better. That's like how hard is that? Well, I guess bases weren't loaded in that situation. I'm sorry. I was thinking runner in scoring position. My bad. Yeah. My bad. No, they've been horrible runners in scoring.
Horrible.
Yeah, I was thinking of runner in scoring.
Yeah, yeah.
They have no hits with bases loaded this year?
They have no hits with bases loaded, two outs. No hits. 0 for 8, I believe. That's great. 160 overall with the bases loaded. And, I mean, runners in scoring position has to be under 200 now. They were, like, number one in baseball the first week of the year with the runners in scoring position.
Phillies fans are going to watch
crater.
Phillies fans are going to watch the Cubs this weekend and be like, wait, you could do that? You can play baseball that way?
What? Cubs are fun, man.
They're awesome.
Cubs are fun.
They've been the best offense in the league so far.
Pico Armstrong.
Yeah, flying around.
Kyle Tucker,
man.
Can't wait.
Kyle Tucker just studding it up.
Yeah, listen. Might be time where must win 2-3.
Oh wow!
Yeah, must win. See, if they lose, if they go 1-3, or they get swept, just whatever. Just don't even play the rest of the year.
Wow!
Don't even play the rest
this
of the year.
This is a bold statement for this podcast.
Not up. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's a time to do it. It's now. You have the off day. You're in. I hope they have dinner tonight. Like everyone, just go have a team dinner. Like it's high school.
Yeah.
You know, go have a team dinner. And like figure some crap out and decide if you want to play this year or not. I don't care that it's April 24th, whatever. 3rd.
I do. I get it, but I do.
But I don't care. I don't care how early or whatnot they think it is. Go have a real meeting. A real meeting.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. You got anything to take back?
Arun Escobar is unbelievable. And he's
let's
just
talk about him after
he's
all.
Unbelievable. And he hits a home run yesterday that he gets out in front of and hits it over the left field. Like it's a big league ballpark and they play in Clearwater. Might have another player there. Tait hit a ball like 700
I saw
feet.
The Tait one. That was a tank shot.
Dude.
He's got a pretty swing.
Yeah, it's Schwarber. It's Schwarber's swing.
He has a pretty swing. That
it's Schwarber's swing with not even close to the eye at the plate.
Can he catch?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. is he someone who stays a catcher long-term type of guy?
Because
the bat plays.
The bat, 100%. Yeah. We're a bat plays pod in the minor leagues.
I don't need him to stay a catcher. I'm just wondering if he does. I don't know.
Like they think he can. We'll see.
Of course they're going to say that.
Yeah, they think he can. But Arun.
Trey Turner can play shortstop in the major leagues.
So. Arun might be special. He might be special.
Yeah.
Like, again, Jose Ramirez. On the right side only.
Oh,
I'm
buddy.
Just telling you, man. He's
Jose is the right side also.
No. Well, he's a switcher.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you said Jose Ramirez from the right. So you're saying exactly Jose. Oh, I got confused there. So normally you'll say it like Jose lefty.
No.
I got you. So he's saying
righty only Jose Ramirez.
Okay. I love that.
He's hitting over 400. His OPS is like over 1,100 as like a second base, third base prospect.
Yeah, I love it. Man, it's freaking, dude. Please.
Get Aiden up here. Get Arun up here. Stott's playing well, so Stott might be here.
Stott can say.
Dude, there's nothing. Of all the annoying things, I'm so glad we're getting this version of Stott again.
Yeah.
Now, we can have our druthers, but the leadoff thing,
I would just lead him off at this point.
Fine.
It's been the best version of it when Stott's leading off. Like, I get it, the lefty thing and all, but like,
Wait till they move back to Schwarber when things aren't going well.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Well, and Schwarber, by the way, is cratered after the with projecting Bryce thing.
Yes.
So yeah, but I'm just glad that Stott looks closer to 23 Stott than 24 Stott, because 24 Stott was not a fun watch.
And he's to the point I made about turnover, like Stott's a really fun player to watch when he's on, like just the way he goes about his business, the way he hits, the way he plays the field. Like he's a fun player to watch. I like players who battle. I like players who spray the ball over the field. I like guys who are fast. I like guys who play great defense. Like he's one of those type of guys.
Yeah. And my leadoff thing is more, you know, I see Lindor leading off with a home run. I see Tatis leading off. I see Ohtani.
Homers. Who's going to hit home runs? I know. Schwarber. You're saying just go back Schwarber.
No, it's not even a Schwarber thing. In a perfect world, I'd rather, it's just a more impact bat in that spot. Like ideally it's Trey. Right, but Trey is just not gonna.
God, what a loser!
Giving up on the star.
God, I can't stand him. I really. I'm.
It's the one arm.
I'm going to dislike him, and I hate that. And it's like, he even got a hit yesterday. Like it was
a big hit.
Big hit. It's a little single. It's ripping a little single again. I'm gonna rip that single for $300 million. Thank you.
The Mets celebration at second base is enough to, just find me the closest bridge. I really hate it. And seeing that big loser.
Oh, you tried the little thing they do? Right? Yeah, the little.
Seeing Alonso do it. Oh, seeing Alonso.
Alonso's annoying. Lindor did it, and it was kind of cool looking.
Everything Lindor does, great.
Like, kind of casual. And Alonso, it's like, practiced it. It's like, everything is like, I'm very serious about these moves, and I must do them the correct way.
He is such a dork, man.
I know we talk about it every time, but the check swing, like, I hate it so much. The little bat thing,
He looks like a freaking.
Even his stance, like we kind of like, it's like, you know what I'm talking like
cartoon
about?
Character.
Yeah. It's like his body is shaped weird. The whole thing.
Him running bothers me.
I know. Well, the running.
Everything about him.
That's like him sliding in the home with the like.
I know. And the. Shut up. God, I hate them. I hate Jesse Winker. I hate Jesse Winker. But the Phillies need Jesse.
I know. Exactly the type of guy they need. They need someone who's going to come in and be like, what the hell are you guys doing? What is happening right now?
And like what makes the last two games so frustrating, that Mets lineup after
the top three,
Alonso, is bleeping horrible.
Yeah. I mean, Nimmo and Vientos
horrible. Vientos will be fine. He's not a 160 hitter.
I agree.
But oh my good, the bottom of the, I mean, well, the, Tyrone Taylor.
I mean, the bigger thing is Griffin Canning and David Peterson. We're David Peterson men.
Yeah.
But still, like Griffin Canning, David Peterson, and freaking who's the other?
Who pitched
whatever?
Who pitched Monday?
I looked it up before when I looked up how much he made. Ty McGill. Like what the hell? And I do too. I like Ty McGill. I'm with you. Come on, man. Like you can't let these guys shut you down. Nothing against these guys.
The McGill brothers are my new vision for.
I love. I really like McGill.
Dude, two brothers throw 98. You kidding me?
For a sec.
You kidding me? That's all I care about.
Yeah, I like that. I've always liked that. I like Peterson. But like, come on, man. Like, you've got Zach Wheeler going up against David Peterson. Like, you can't lose that game. Like, you can't lose that.
Well, especially because the bullpen pitched well yesterday.
Well, and because you lost the first two. Like, you got to win that game. Like, I know it's a regular season, whatever, but like, you got to win that game yesterday.
So. The Mets celebrate.
Ready for my nap now. You've got me fully ready to nap and leave the world for a few hours.
Have I told you my dad theory about the Phillies? Mm-mm.
Too many dads. Game dads.
You start finding
softness.
You find new joys in life.
Yeah. And also you do get soft. Like you do. Like, you know.
Well, yeah.
Like I could cry thinking about how much I love my daughter. I just start bursting into tears at the love.
So I do.
Overwhelming love that I feel for my daughter.
So I do too. Like it's softened me, but it's also hardened me in a lot of ways.
In what ways?
Like, I don't care anymore about like I just like I don't know. I just I'm so much more just black and white about like what I believe now. Mm-hmm. Like especially with the Phillies. Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, talking to myself and them being fine. Now I'm like, this sucks.
You know what I mean?
It's
made you a more realistic. Like I'm just perspective. You know, and
I'm trying. Yeah.
You're a dad. You're a leader of a household. Yeah, you got to take.
But also like
you're setting an example. You know
exactly. But like kids, I wonder if like they have so much like fun around their kids. They go to the ballpark and they're like, "Nah, this sucks. I'd rather be home.
Can't wait to get home and hang out with my kid." Yeah, maybe like,
that's my dad.
For sure.
Because I was trying to compare him to the 08 team. Burrell, no kids.
Well, look, there's a reason Nick plays so well whenever we bring Liam up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and like and Victorino, like
yeah,
these,
none of my kids are that. Of, Jimmy didn't have kids. Ryan,
Chase's kids might have been there already.
Were they?
Maybe I don't know, but the that's my kid theory. Is that a
great theory? I love this theory.
Less kids, more wins. Yeah. There's that fire.
Trade for some youngsters, all right? Yeah, some guys who don't have kids yet. Right? Look know, great Bobby Witt is. I bet he doesn't have kids. Like,
not even close. Yeah. Not even close.
22. So
is he 22?
How crazy is that? Bobby Witt's only 22 now. Today.
Yeah. Well, again, think about the deadline. Maybe they could get Roman Anthony for Wheeler, Jackson Holiday for Wheeler.
Do you think they could get Roman Anthony for Wheeler? No,
who?
Right?
Roman Anthony?
Nah. Probably. There's no way Boston's trading him for Wheeler.
Well, they could get Crochet. Like, they don't really need him. I'm just.
No, I know. I'm just saying for one for one. Do you think Zach Wheeler's.
It's the Beltran trade. Wheeler for Beltran.
We're talking about this. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it is.
Does Zach Wheeler's value get you Roman Anthony from a contender?
215.
I don't think it does. I think Roman Anthony's more valuable. I don't think he'd get traded that.
I don't. But maybe Jackson Holiday.
There you go. Yeah, he struggled here and there, you know.
Post-type sleep.
They do need a pitcher. They also might be out of it before they can get a pitcher.
Just that? Yeah. No. Don't take that last part seriously.
we just had a serious
discussion. We're in a very precarious spot. I don't ever want to do that again.
Two or three this weekend, right?
Dude. And, and you're going away, which is perfect.
I know.
You don't have to watch.
I don't have to. Yeah. Oh, I might not be able to. I'm going to a wedding in Texas.
2:20 start tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be. So I will be on a plane tomorrow. So that won't work out for me. Like maybe
what
I'll
part
be
of Texas. Are you going to?
Austin.
Ah. Okay.
I know. So it's not super.
Well,
Texas.
It's just like. You know.
So he lives in Texas, but he's doing the wedding in Austin, so it's easier for everyone to come in.
I'm actually surprised you're. I mean, I thought you've passed the wedding stage of your life.
So it's cousins. He's 30. Ah. It's a 31-year-old cousin, and then next. 2 weeks from now, I'm going to California for my other 30-year-old cousin's wedding. Yes, I was past it. Yep. And then it's cousins, but somehow they decided to do it 2 weeks apart. It's like, great.
Nice. Terrific. Nice. Are you going to...
Different side. It's Emily's side and then my side. So it's like, you know.
You going to walk around and say, Dallas sucks? Oh,
I will.
Oh,
you know I'm going to say. Come on, buddy.
Can we get it back to the Phils?
Yeah, can the Phils bring it back to the Phils?
Right? We had Elliot in here earlier. I wanted to throw his head through.
There is no one who I think... annoys you more when the Phillies aren't going well than Elliot.
I got a list.
Yeah.
I got a list.
You do, don't you? Yeah. I believe it. Yeah, Elliot, like in our thread, when like Elliot loves to do this thing where like Alec Bohm will get a hit and he'll be like, but people told me I couldn't play anymore or whatever. And it's like Jack has gotten the point, especially over the last week, where like the response will just be enough.
Great.
Or like or shut up. Or leave me alone.
Just leave me alone. There's no one. It's going to sound mean. I don't need Phillies opinions from people who don't care about the Phillies when they're going bad. When they're going well, you want to thirst it up, whatever. When they're going bad, I don't need your Phillies opinions.
Leave me alone.
Like, I don't need your Phillies opinions when you don't really care about the Phillies.
Yeah.
So that's my issue. My PSA.
That's a good PSA.
Thank you.
Just leave Jack alone. All right, guys. Please.
I'm doing bad too.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a human.
We're all doing bad. Not watching every game like this is great.
I love this.
Now they keep losing. Start talking about the draft.
There we go.
You don't want that. I don't want that.
No, nobody wants that.
But man, I am really teams is picking the top five. And not to make this about the 2016 and 2019 Phillies, but they just like there was no good prospect.
I know. It really sucks. It really sucks. When you look back at that Moniak draft, and it's just like...
Well, the Haisley draft. They remember Adam Haisley?
Sadly.
Quit on the field, basically.
I mean, he's not a baseball. I mean, at least Moniak's starting in Colorado.
Yeah, Moniak was leading off. He's had a 850 OPS.
I mean, like, Haisley's out of... If I'm not mistaken...
I don't think he's playing.
I think he's out of baseball. To have a seventh-round pick from 2019 be out of baseball by now? Like, that... Like, those guys toil in the minors forever if they can't make it. Like... That's crazy.
Travis Swaggerty, who I don't think you remember.
I remember the name.
Was playing in AA the other day. I swear he got drafted in 2014.
Dude, Drew Pomeranz just got brought back up from the minors.
Drew Pomeranz could help the bullpen.
Right, but that's what I mean. Drew Pomeranz has been in and out over this team. That minors up and back, still going, 36.
Yep. Would you sign Joey Gallo to help the bullpen?
Sure.
96 to 98. Yes.
Can he pinch it too? Or?
Is Dave Robertson alive? Like, is he like, can someone just check and see if he's
now? To be fair, it is possible David Robertson is saying, I want to wait it out. And yeah,
I know. So, yeah, so he shows up like Roger Clemens did back in the day. Like,
it'll be great.
Mid-season.
Anyone else signs him, he's a deep playoff run with them. If he comes here, he's gonna.
David Robertson for the third time.
It'd be great.
Do people remember the first time?
No,
only the people on this podcast.
Yeah, that's it. And it only is a bit. All right, you got anything else?
No,
this went way longer than expected.
I don't care.
I know. You never do.
No,
my napping means so little.
You have nothing to do the rest of the day.
I got to watch. I got to stay up till midnight watching the draft. You know how hard that is for me?
Just wake up in the morning. Who cares? They're drafting 32.
You're right about
that. You could just, you'll know more.
I feel
like a fraud
fan. Yes. I feel like I'm lying. I can't do that.
We'll see if I make it, honestly. Like, go to bed. I don't know. I can't. I would love to be excited about the draft.
Yeah.
Cannot do it.
No, it's a horrible year. I can't.
With
yeah.
It's the Phillies. It's the Phillies' fault.
Well, here's the good news. No Phils tonight.
Yeah. But there's minor league baseball tonight.
That's true. Baby. That's good.
That's where the positives come back. Crawford's back over 300.
Hey. See you soon. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Until then, he's Fritz himself.